Our first lesson today is from the book of Genesis, portion of chapter 28. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came upon a place and passed the night there, for the sun set. And he took of the stones of the place and placed them for his pillows and lay down in that place. And he dreamed, and behold, a stairway set up to the earth and its head reaching to the heavens. And behold, the angels of God going up and going down on it. And behold, the Lord standing over it. And he said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou lie, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt break forth to the sea, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee shall all the families of the ground be blessed, and in thy seed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee wherever thou go, and will return thee to this ground. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. And Jacob awoke from his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he feared and said, How fearful is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of the heavens. And Jacob got up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had placed for his pillow, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the head of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. Nevertheless, the name of the city was Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way wherein I walk, and will give me bread to eat and a garment to put on, and I return in peace to my father's house, the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And all that thou shalt give me, tithing, I will tithe it to thee. Amen. Our final lesson is from the work Arcana Celestia, number 3718. In general, there are two kinds of fear. Fear that is not inspired by holiness, and fear that is inspired by it. Fear that is not inspired by holiness fills those who are evil, whereas fear that is inspired by it fills those who are good. This latter kind of fear, that which fills the good, is called holy fear, and is that which accompanies reverential awe of the divine and also love. Love devoid of holy fear is like something insipid, or like food that has no salt in it, and so no flavor. Whereas love accompanied by fear is like food which is salted but does not taste of salt. The fear that goes with love is a fear lest harm is done to the Lord in any way, or to the neighbor in any way, and so to good and truth in any way. Consequently, it is a fear lest harm is done to the holiness present in love and faith and so in worship. But such fear can vary. It is not the same with one person as it is with another. In general, the more love anyone has for what is good and true, the more fear he has lest what is good and true will suffer harm. Though the less that fear manifests itself as fear. But the less love anyone has for what is good and true, the less fear he has for their safety, and the more this manifests itself not as love but as fear. And with the latter kind of person, the fear of hell is present. But with one who has no love at all of what is good and true, no holy fear at all is present. Only the fear of losing honor, gain, and reputation on account of these. Also the fear of punishments and execution. This kind of fear is external, affecting principally the body and the natural man, and his thinking there. But the other kind of fear, holy fear, acts principally the spirit or internal man and his conscience there. Amen. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.